Thanks, you guys. Thank you. That was just beautiful. I hope the folks out there in the audience are able to get the sound, etc., and the video feed, so that they can see and hear and appreciate. Say hi to Owen for me, and Sam too. So God bless you, and thank you for that contribution this morning. I was out for a walk this morning here in Millwood, the name of the neighborhood where I am currently residing here in Kalamazoo. Just had such a blessed time in terms of meditation, praying, looking to God for inspiration and direction. And before I begin today, I want to ask him one more time just for a little editing. I need the Holy Spirit to come and help me. My heart is full. I do want to share with you, but I don't want to take up too much of your time here today. I just have two passages of scripture I want to share, actually three verses, a couple of recent phone conversations, so stories, and then I want to end with a couple of homework assignments for the OBC family, and so we'll see how that all goes. Would you pray with me one more time? Father, as I open your word today, would you please guide me and take away those things that don't need to be included, and help me connect, Lord, and just speak from my heart today to these dear folks here in Kalamazoo, in this area, and all across the world, whoever may be listening, Lord. May our hearts feel connected today, and may we feel and experience your great love during this interesting time. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's an interesting time. We are looking, of course, to God for information, I guess, for explanations, for understanding, for wisdom as to how it is that we should integrate this stuff. Well, I'm told that we have a tech issue, so I'm going to hold. And I'm not sure if Mike can hear me, but if you can, it would be possible for me to log out of this system that we're currently using and just go back in directly onto the Facebook live feed, but I'll wait upon Mike for direction. You mean I should log out and just go back on using the Facebook page? Sorry, he's texting me here on my phone, so some wonderful stuff. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. I'll wait for the director to cue me. Mike said I might want to pray again, but that it would be okay for me to go. All right, well, let's do it. God, would you please help with the technology this morning? And we're trying a new system, and there's always bumps along the road. So, Lord, could you make your word heard today and cause the technical side of things to come together so as to accomplish that, so that we can hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so a couple of verses. Let me just start with one of them. We're looking to God for wisdom to try to interpret, as I was saying, these circumstances, COVID-19, coronavirus, and so forth. It's affected our lives in so many ways. Now I'm getting more input from the audience that somehow it's cutting out and whatnot. Am I on? I think I'm on. I think I'm here. Can you hear me? I believe I'm going live right now. So this is kind of crazy. I'm holding my phone. Mike Strunk is watching, so I think I have a connection somehow. I hope this is going out to the audience. Mike is there, praise God. So we're gonna get this done. Did you hear the verse? Did you get the verse? Bobby McCollum, welcome, brother. Good to see you there. This is awesome. Oh, Wendy's there. That's awesome. So, oh, it looks like I'm sideways. Let's try this. Now the thing is telling me to rotate my phone when I do this. Okay, now I'm upright? Is that correct? Okay, cool. All right, so I'm gonna pop this thing back into its spot so I can, forgive me, this is of course high-tech stuff. We have high production values and so on. Can somebody tell me, throw up a heart or something if this is cool? am I still sideways or no? I can't tell. Does it look okay? You're sideways now. Okay, my daughter Jennifer. Okay, that's cool. Look at all these people that are here. Am I sideways or am I right way? I'm sure there's a little delay, but can you tell me, someone? Indicate, I don't like to be sideways. Is this okay? There's a heart. That must mean I'm okay. All right, good to see you guys. So I'm out on a walk this morning. I'm thinking of this verse. We live in this temporal sphere. And the other day I had a telephone call with my coach. I got a coach in the IPM process. His name is Ted Martinez. He lives out in California. He's 3 years older than I am. He's trying to survive with his wife in their home down there in the LA area, and tells me the grocery stores are empty. There's none of the supplies, etc. So pray for Ted if you think of him today. But we were praying together. We always spend 15 or 20 minutes together every week in prayer. We're praying for the folks here at OBC in our ministry as part of interim pastors, etc., and our effect within the congregation. We want this to be a successful transition, etc. And Ted is just supporting me in this. He's such an encouragement. And as we were praying, I had a kind of not a vision, but a kind of a picture appeared to me, because we were talking about these current conditions, this coronavirus and so forth, and how it's hampered our ability to connect, and how it's so, everything is so weird and whatnot. And really, what is God saying to us in all of this? I'm going to read that verse one more time, because I think I have your attention now. For this light momentary affliction. So it's light, it's momentary, certainly it is an affliction, but it will yield for us, my friends, an incredible payoff. And that payoff is the eternal weight in glory. Still sideways. Okay. All right. We'll fix this. Now I must be upright. Am I upright now? Hi, Lily. I have old friends from Minnesota that are watching. Praise God. That's beautiful. Is this okay? Can someone give me some feedback? Throw me another text or something. Is this cool? There we go. All right. So now we're right. I hope I haven't given anyone, motion sickness here with all of this moving around the camera and so forth. Now we're upright. That's awesome. Wendy says I'm still sideways. Well, I think you have to look at the computer sideways or something. I'm sorry. Yep, portrait mode is good. Okay, that's what we're going with. Here we go. We have a light affliction. It's temporary. You see the struggles that we have. That's just part of life. We've got the technology. I'm talking with my coach, Ted. He's in California. And I just get this picture in my mind. It's a picture of a bus. And I start singing this song down in my soul. From when my kids were little, we sang children's songs all the time. And maybe you still sing this song. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round, the wheels on the bus. And I'm thinking of the bus, and I'm thinking of like all of the systems of man. all of the political systems, all of the governmental systems, all of our the sort of infrastructure of the economy, et cetera, as this bus. This is the temporal sphere. This is this a transient realm in which we live, all of the ways that we've become accustomed to functioning here in this world. The bus is slowing down, at the very least. One can almost hear the creakiness in the brakes, as it were, as the bus seems to be slowing down, and it's almost as if it's coming to a stop. And what do we do under conditions like this? We have to relearn how to function within the world. As it, this is a signal event, obviously, in the history of our nation, for sure. In my lifetime, I'll be 74 this summer. We've never experienced anything like this. We're going to look back on this, my friends, and we are going to remember these days. I think even more than we remember 9/11. It's going to reshuffle and recalculate everything. But listen, it's not bad. It's not going to be bad. We will be together again. And when we will get together again, we're not going to be the same. We're going to be different in a good way, in a good way. We're going to be closer to God. We're going to be closer to each other. We're going to know ourselves better. We're going to know one another better. Did you know, even in a virtual kind of meeting that we're having here today, this can actually be more powerful in terms of fostering and nurturing connectedness among the people of God than would have been the case if we were in the building this morning? Just consider that for a moment. And I want you to think that, what is our typical routine? When the bus is going, when the wheels are going around and all the way to school and so forth, and everything is functioning, and there's no confusion or whatnot, no interruption in our normal affairs. You know, we come to church, we go in, we've got a certain order of worship that we do. We've got the bulletin, we've got the wonderful greeters, the wonderful ushers, we got the wonderful greeting, we got the intercessory prayer, we got the, you know, the old guy gets up from Minnesota and starts talking and whatnot. The rest of us, we just come in, we know where we sit. We sit in the same place every week, of course. We sit in that place, etc. We kind of, we have some warm connections or whatever, but there's a lot of people in the room that we don't even see. We don't even really get to talk to. We don't even really get to take note of their presence. And if we're honest, there are some people in the room that we sort of tolerate, as it were. And the warmth factor sometimes can be very high. It can be very wonderful. But there are other times when it, frankly, when it just isn't, you know, we're not feeling it. We're not feeling that warmth, that love, that presence. We did the NCD thing, and Ted reminded me last week, looking at the scores, one of the things that we were kind of weak on was this thing called loving relationships. And friends, that's something that God is working on right now within our hearts and within our lives as we see one another's presence here, even in this kind of virtual way. And I hope you're commenting and talking to one another and feeling connected, because that's a really important part of what God's doing. But here's the thing about the bus. The bus is slowing down, the brakes are creaky and whatnot, but you know, it's kind of a smelly bus, really. And suddenly I have in my mind this picture of the driver of the bus. Who's the driver? I used to drive bus. I used to drive school bus, okay? I had three kids. I was going to the school at the University of Minnesota. I actually going to seminary at the same time and doing all kinds of part-time jobs just to, you know, keep the wolf away from the door. My dear wife was out there working as a nurse. We had some crazy days, and my apologies to my children, who couple of whom may actually be listening to my voice. And I know that it was very crazy back in those days. You know, we were running, we would switch off. Pat's home, you know, during the day, and I run off, and she's working night shifts, and I've got the kids. And these were tense and crazy days, but God has led us all the way, and it's been a beautiful thing to look back on. But I'm looking up here. Who's driving the bus? Well, it's the Lord, my friends. Jesus is driving the bus, and he's got this thing. And here's what he's saying. He's saying, children, come on now. This is kind of a smelly bus. Why don't we just kind of, and he pulls the bus over, and here's a beautiful park. Children, come on. Get out the bus. Get out the bus. This is what Paul is talking about here. We're looking now not to the things that are seen here in the physical world, the temporal world, right? This transient sphere in which we live, the smelly bus with all these systems and so forth, they're falling apart. Well, that's not the only thing that there is to be seen. It's just the things that can be seen with our physical eyes, you know? We have to look past all of that. And Paul says, let's look to the things that are unseen. The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And Jesus, the great shepherd, is saying to us, children, get out the bus. You know, look out here into this beautiful sphere into which God is calling us. This place called the kingdom of God, where his spreading goodness and love absolutely is everywhere. And we are safe and we are entirely secure in his holy presence. And there's so much enjoyment there. And it's not just enjoyment for us. It's actually enjoyment for God himself. I found a verse this morning. It came to mind. It is, in fact, Luke 12, verse 32. Now, the driver of the bus, Jesus, turns to us and says, children, you're safe. Come on, let's get out here and enjoy all of the beauty of the kingdom of God. Because, listen, where everything in this earth and on this earth and all the systems of men fall apart, when it's shaken, to use the words of the author of Hebrews, there are things that do not shake, and the kingdom of God doesn't shake. The kingdom of God, his rule, his goodness, his kindness, his love, our relationship with him, it's eternal, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful to behold. We can safely leave this bus, and we can enjoy the presence of God and the kingdom of God. Get out there, and here's what the Lord says. Some of us are apprehensive about all this. We don't want to leave the bus. We don't want to turn our attention to things that are out there. Yeah, well, wait a minute. You're looking out the window. It actually is kind of beautiful out in there. There are some attractive things. There are flowers and green grass. It's incredible. It's like, dude, maybe I should go out there. Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling, tenderly calls the shepherd to his sheep. You're safe. I will carry you beside still waters. You are in my arms forevermore. But this is directly from God's word. Again, look it up. Luke 12, 32. Here's what he says. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. He grounds his admonition for us to not be afraid into the unfathomable depths of the pleasure of God. God the Father gives to us things which are eternal out of the infinite storehouse of his character, of his love, of his concern for his children. These things, my brothers and sisters, are ours. These eternal things pertaining to God, pertaining to life, pertaining to salvation, and pertaining to eternity. The kingdom of God, into which we have been translated, according to Paul, by the grace of God, it is ours. It's for you. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. One last thing. I had a conversation with a dear friend just yesterday. These days are difficult, really, in the morning. You're alone. It's like you want to go to work and so forth. I have been walking. That's a nice thing. And I hope you have been too. We have to take care of our bodies during this time. So, but I got a call. It's from my dear friend Colin. He is now in the process of retiring from many years as a Wycliffe Bible translator back in the early days of my Christian life. And all these years, okay, for 47 years, Colin has been a very close personal friend of mine. And I'm so grateful that he called me. He has recently been diagnosed with the early onset dementia, and so he's letting go of some things. He and his dear wife, Dee, have had to make serious sacrifices and prepare themselves for this coming kind of life that the doctors tell him, you need to get ready. You're going to lose some things. You're going to lose some things, and you need to be in a safe environment, a safe home. And I prayed together with my brother, Colin. Again, I got saved in this brother's house. He is the guy 47 years ago, 1973. I think that's 47, if I'm counting correctly. I'm sitting in this geodesic dome on a dirt floor, and he's trying to sleep, but we're having this kind of late night Bible study. And I came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and somehow I opened my heart by the grace of God. He opened my heart to receive Jesus. Jesus made himself real to me. That has absolutely transformed my life. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to my brother Colin for allowing me to be sitting on that dirt floor, even though he had to get up and go to work the next morning. He wasn't all that happy with how late this Bible study got. I don't know, it was late at night, maybe even early in the morning, when we finally made our way out of that dome and stood outside, and we were considering the beautiful night sky, etc., and it was just awesome. And Colin looked over at me, my dear friend Colin Murphy, retiring missionary with Wycliffe Bible Translators. He said to me, you know, this is 47 years ago, I was 27 years old, I guess. I think God could actually use you somehow. I not only got saved on that brother's floor, but that simple observation on his part that the Holy Spirit quickened within him to say a word of encouragement to this brand new baby in Jesus. That opened a door for me. That one little word that became really the foundation of my call, okay, my vocation. And it set my feet upon a path upon which I have been walking for 47 years. Now we're getting tired. We're two old men. I hope he's listening to me right now, Colin. I hope you're there, brother. I love you. They call it at Wycliffe offboarding into retirement, getting his things in order together with his dear wife, preparing their life for a future that is very much unknown. And I'm seeing me and Colin, we're walking down this road together. He's a missionary. I've been a pastor and whatnot. He sowed that seed into my heart that became the foundation of my vocation in life. I can see the finish line up ahead. And my brother Colin, he and I were kind of leaning against each other and stumbling along. And we two prayed together before I let him go. I touched my nose. Forgive me. That's a no-no, Bobby. Don't be touching your face now. So me and Colin, we're stumbling along, and we might even fall down. But if we fall, another song came to mind. Well, I was praying with Colin yesterday. I was so moved. I literally was weeping. I could barely speak. back in that little church in Sabika, Minnesota, where we started going to church in the early days in 1973, we used to sing a song. And I still remember these songs. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. Glory to the Lord, some such thing. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. Friends, we come up against eternity in all of this. Our hearts and our minds and our souls are drawn outside the bus. Let that old bus stop. Jesus is at the wheel. He's going to take us out into the realms of eternity. And his love just will never, ever stop. Well, thank you for being with me here today. I said I had two assignments, and I do. And I'm going to remember them by the grace of God. One of them is this. When I close, I'm going to log off here for a minute. In just a minute. I think I might, because we're doing this differently than we had planned, so I might have to keep this open, but I don't want you to have to look at me. I'll point this at something else here in a minute. But I want you to pray. I want you to pray. That's my assignment. That's your homework. I want you to pray in real time right now. Seriously. This is kind of an altar call. I want you to come down. I want you to put your trust in Jesus. I want you to put your arms around each other in a virtual way. I want you to hug on each other. I want you to nurture those precious relationships. I want you to draw your children in close to you. I want you to pray. So I want Oakwood Bible Church, you dear friends of mine, I want you to come forward now out of that comfortable pew where you've been sitting. It's a long sermon. But we're going to have an altar call, and we're going to form a circle, and we're going to hold hands, and we're going to pray. I want you literally to go into these comments, and I want you to write a prayer. Just a prayer for the world, a prayer for your brothers and sisters, a prayer for your church, a prayer for this old man and for his family. You don't have to think of all of those things. Just pretend like we're quiet together. We've bowed our heads. We're in the front of the church. We're going to let the Lord lead us as we consider the circumstances that we're in right now and the whole world is in. I consider a powerful prayer to be something like two words. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Jesus. Those kind of prayers. Type them in. The other thing is, later this week, maybe even today, having experienced what a beautiful thing it is to actually receive a telephone call. And it is. You have friends. You're friends with one another. You have histories. You have stories to tell. You have connections that you have built through the years. Would you just reach out to your friends? Make a telephone call sometime this week. Call somebody. Serve somebody in that way. Pray with someone. Bless somebody just with a conversation. Let them know that you care, that you're there. And friends, when we come back together, now you know what I'm talking about. We're going to be different, and we're going to be better. We're going to be way better. We're going to know God better. We're going to know ourselves better. We're going to actually know one another better when all this goes down. So I hope you're praying right now. I'm going to stop talking. May God be with you. I want to keep this kind of live for a minute, but I'm just going to get it off this old man's face. It's kind of scary. God bless you and keep you until we meet again. Jesus, I want to pray for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for those that are tuning in. I got some friends back in Minnesota. My dear daughter, I saw her name. I know Pat is. She can't get at the comments because she doesn't do Facebook, but I know she's there. Jesus, would you just hold on? Pray you'd hold us, Lord, in your
loving arms together. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for these prayers. Thank you. Amen. Amen. I love you, my friends. God be with you. I'll say goodbye for now. Don't forget, postcards from the quarantine, every day at 10 o'clock. There will be some such thing like this, but better, since there will be other people that will be sharing and contributing. Tomorrow, Tim Peterson will have a word for us. He's already prepared it. I know it's going to be a knockout, home run. The brother's full of God's word, and you don't want to miss it. Tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock every day. Okay. Thank you for these prayers. Thank you. Yes. God is on the throne. Amen, sister. Jesus got the wheel of this whole operation. Praise the living God through Christ our Lord. Shalom.